duet. Not on top. 13. If I could take you up there, we'd go to 14 and walk down to 13. Because I'm too lazy to go to 12 and walk up to 13. Really? That's the way it was. The building, when we're further away from it, you're going to see beams sticking out. That's 5 foot of beam. Why didn't we put the roof at 530? Because, see, after the Apollo program, when we went to the moon 50 to 100 times, then what we were going to do, we were going to Mars. And that vehicle was 650 foot high. So, the foundation's here. They're ready to go up to 750 feet. That's what the building can do. That rocket was also going to have atomic engines. Well, we were to build pad C for the Apollo program. We're going to have three pads. Well, they didn't build that either because it stopped the program. And then pad D and E were north of that. And then they looked at the map and they said, oh my goodness, this is so close to the city of Titusville, we got to get rid of the city. We said, that's a great idea with this junk, Bill. We agreed to it too well, boy. Now they said, no, you can't do that. We got to keep these old junky buildings. Because some of them are still there. And they said, well, it's simple. We'll go in the ocean. It's very shallow here for 20, 25 miles out. Pad D was going to end up 5 miles in the ocean and pad E, 10 miles. What do you think you are right now? This is all filled ground. You're in old Banana Creek right now. You saw the waterway out there? That's Banana Creek. You know, when we're on the other side of the building, you'll see it going on out to the Indian River. It came right through here, Banana Creek. Great fishing. They filled it in. Why didn't they move north or south a few hundred yards? I have no idea. But here we are. It's just amazing. And we could have built those pads. It was really neat. In the early days, see, from here, from the road to the ocean, there was no trees. Trees didn't start growing out here. The trees you see out here didn't start growing until the mid-70s and getting really big in the 80s. Because this was nothing but swampland. If you ever fly over this place, you'll see it. It's still swamp. And whenever it rains, they leave. 2004, they locked the doors, all of them. Nobody was here, but nobody. It tore this building up, something pierced. On the far side, if you look real, real close, you'll see light and dark paneling. Well, where the light paneling is up there around the flag and all the way over to the NASA insignia, that all got blown away. And then when they started fixing it up, they said, well, we got corrosion. So they put new panels on. This is all new panels right here. Every bit of it's new. Put a new roof on it, repainted the rest of it. This thing's ready for another 40, 50 years. But in 2004, we had bad winds. I mean bad. We tore some panels off a few years before that, probably a good 20 years ago or so. There was a little itty bitty wind come across the river. Didn't hit the mainland over there, but it crossed the river and hit us, the downslope. I mean, that thing was blowing 100 miles an hour. They put buses in the building. We had buses hit out everywhere. And I was in an old junky bus that hauled chairs, and I didn't have any wheelchairs on that day. It was sort of a high bus. I'm coming across the river out here, and that thing is flopping back and forth like crazy. I had my seatbelt just as tight as I could get it, because I figured if that thing was going over, okay, you may. Give me a nickel. Really, that thing was blowing so bad, I thought, if this thing goes over, I'm going with it. I ain't gonna get thrown around in this bus. But fortunately, I was able to get back to the visitor complex. And I'm pulling in, and it's still sideways. It is terrible. And this one idiot bus starts out, and it was a double decker. And the guy in the office is on the radio saying, hold that bus, don't move that bus, stop. And this moron wasn't listening. He's listening when I pulled in front of him. No, that stopped that bus. He didn't hit me. Then I went and parked with the rear of my bus into the wind. I didn't want it sideways or nothing. And we were in that wind, the downburst, for probably close to an hour. And they had never seen anything like that out here. They did that day. Oh, here's what happened one time, happened too. When we're out here by the waterway, where the Banana Creek is, you're gonna see some posts with boxes that are tore up. They got tore up over 20 years ago when that downburst hit. Those were osprey boxes, you know, fish hawks. The ospreys, 20 years later, have never built a nest in that box yet. Now, how does a young bird know that? I'm serious. It's amazing. If you pay attention out here, you ready? We'll attack.
Still in there, so we're gonna just kind of